From the New Jersey Times, I'm Olingan Mitra. This is The Daily 2. While the pandemic saw many low-wage workers face economic challenges, CEOs at America's biggest companies had their compensation structures changed to ensure boosted salaries. Today, an interview with CEO Clark Thompson on how he justifies these changes. It's Friday, June 11th. Mr. Thompson, thank you for being here.
Look, I don't have much time.
Oh, you've got a meeting to attend to.
No, I've got a golf tee time coming up.
Okay. Mr. Thompson, I'd like to talk to you about CEO pay. Even before the pandemic, compensation was soaring. In 1989, CEOs and big companies were making 61 times more than their workers. Now they're making 320 times as much. Why do you think that's been happening?
Look, no offense to the CEOs for the past 30 years, but they sucked. They wore loose suits with pants up to their waists, all right? They all dress like Hillary Clinton. Today's CEOs are like supermen. We will single-handedly make or break your company. And even if we break it, we still get paid.
But why have employee wages not seen a similar rise? In roughly 40 years, typical worker compensation went up 14%. But for CEOs, it went up over 1,000%.
Look, employees are the lifeblood of the company. I would love to increase their wages, but then I would get paid less. And that would be bad for morale.
How would that be bad for company morale?
No, not company morale, my personal morale. And I'm more important to the company, even though I realize I just said the employees are our lifeblood. Dang it.
Okay, I'd like to discuss the pandemic.
Buddy, look, it's been tough for everyone. I had to move out of my penthouse in Manhattan to our summer home in the Hamptons. And it wasn't even summer. It was March. It was March. Can you imagine how stupid that looks? I didn't buy this mansion to live in it.
So, just so I understand, you were able to safely work from home, but what about your employees?
Yes, employees. They are frontline workers. I tell you, buddy, they're the real heroes.
So, did you increase their compensation?
No. I mean, just like real heroes, their reward is the work. You think Spider-Man slings a web for the bonus?
Well, of the 100 large companies with the lowest wage workers, over half increased CEO pay in 2020. On average, it went up 29% to $15.3 million. But their workers' paychecks actually went down 2%. Why?
Look, CEO compensation is tied to certain targets. If we hit those targets, cha-ching!
Yes, but often...
Cha-ching! Cha-ching! Cha-ching!
Yes, but often
cha-ching.
Yes, but often those targets didn't get hit. In Chipotle's case, the CEO didn't hit his goals, but the board just tossed out the impact of the shutdown period in their calculation so they could give him a bonus. They paid him $38 million and at the same time cut off hazard pay for their workers in the middle of the pandemic.
You're talking about Brian. Okay, you have to realize he's the CEO of Chipotle. Okay, he's a big joke to us. At the country club, we call him the CEO of diarrhea, chief executive of orifices. He deserves a bonus just for how much we rip on him. He needs that payoff for the extra guac.
Okay, but couldn't some of that money have been given to the workers?
Right. You mean like what David did?
You're referring to David Gibbs, the CEO of Yum Brands. They own KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell.
Yeah. He gave $900,000 of his salary to offset the $1,000 bonuses they paid to general managers. You got to admit, that's pretty nice.
But even for him, the board also changed how it measures targets so that they could grant him a $1.4 million cash bonus and over $800,000 in stock. That means he got more than 2.5 times in bonuses than what he gave up.
he ended up making over $14 million, while the average KFC worker on the front line received zero hazard pay.
Right. Okay. So I shouldn't be telling you this. Okay. But I will. I'll tell you something Dave told me in confidence. We were drunk in the Bahamas, which is where we secretly keep our money. And he told me, all right, get this. You know how KFC has 11 secret spices?
Yes.
Well, one of those secret spices is income inequality.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Do you want chicken wings that are undercooked, served to you by busty women in tight shirts? Stop by Hooters. That's right, Hooters. Even after the Me Too movement, we're still somehow around. And get 10% off your next meal with the promo code LONELY.
Before the break, Mr. Thompson, we were discussing the ways boards adjusted CEO targets to boost their salaries.
Look, it was a crazy year. Who can remember what even happened? Remember when everyone was on House Party for a minute, and then Clubhouse, and then Money Burn?
Money Burn?
Yeah, that was an app where you video yourself taking stacks of cash and burning it. Maybe that was just my friends. But you should have seen Elon's stack, man. It took like 15 minutes to burn, and he built a robot to light the match.
Okay, there's no question that this was a hard year, but CEO pay did not suffer. The median pay for CEOs in the S&P 500 went up to $12.7 million, meaning it accelerated even more in 2020 than it did in 2019.
Look, this is the invisible hand of the market. What can we do if that hand is flipping off low-wage workers? They get the bird, we get a thumbs up.
But can we really say it's the market when it's wealthy people changing rules for other wealthy people? For example, the CEO of Tyson didn't hit his targets, so instead of cash, the board just awarded him stocks. He got paid nearly 300 times what the workers get paid, but it was 38 Tyson workers who lost their lives.
Yeah, I mean, of course, losing 38 workers is sad. But from a capitalist perspective, it's not that bad, okay? If you lost 300 workers, that would be a tragedy, because then it'd be like you lost one whole CEO.
Isn't that the point, though? Shouldn't we be taxing the companies that have such egregious pay ratios? That way, either the CEO pay goes down or the average wage goes up.
Yeah, of course we should be.
What? You agree with it?
Yeah, we should be, but we won't. It's like when you've got 50 aujourd'hui.
Aujourd'hui?
Oh, sorry. I forgot I'm talking to a poor person. What's a poor person's equivalent? Kit Kats. You people like Kit Kats, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Kit Kat. All right. So it's like when you've got 50 Kit Kats to hand out on Halloween. You know you should give them to the kids, but once you have them, you eat them all yourself. That's why they say break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar, right?
No, that's not how it works. You're supposed to give the candy away.
Huh. Fascinating.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Epics Minimum is the new streaming platform from Epics, the premium channel you never watch. Download it now and get access to all your favorite Epix shows like Game of Domes, Eastworld, and Curb Your Excitement. We've also bought the rights to every TV show that was canceled in its first season, except for Freaks and Geeks. Epix Minimum. Download it today. Or download HBO Max and it'll come bundled together even though you don't want it to. Epix Minimum. What else is on here?
Here's what else you need. Today. McDonald's revealed that it had suffered a data breach. The company said that the hackers wouldn't be able to tell if you ate at McDonald's by looking at the data, but the hackers will be able to tell just by looking at you. Today's guest was comedian Zane Sharif. Follow him on social media at Zane Sharif Comedy. Links are in the show notes. And subscribe to the podcast for a new episode every day and to binge on past sketches. That's it for the Daily 2. I'm Alingan Mitra. See you on Monday.